Monday tomorrow. As today is Monday, the 31st of March, we are one quarter, 25% through the year 2014. Believe that or not.
Stop saying that.
Why should I stop saying it? That's what it is.
I don't like the truth.
I'm sorry. Jennifer Horne does not like the truth. Ken, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. That's Fleetwood Mac song. A lot of people talking over the weekend about the resurgence of Fleetwood Mac because Stevie Nicks has decided to go back to her home, as it were. And maybe the real message here is ka-ching.
Well, Christy McVie was the holdout, and she was the one who decided, yeah.
Yeah, it's still ka-ching, Richie.
Oh, yeah, ka-ching. A whole lot of ka-ching. They'll make ka-ching. A ton of money.
The thought for the day today, you are who you hang around with. So how do you judge me or Jennifer or Rich or Ken? What does all that say about you? Whoever it is that you hang, think about. I guess while you're getting ready to go to work, or maybe you're on your way to work somehow or other, think about a portfolio of your friends. Who are the people that you spend time with, either at work or in your social setting, people in your family? Who do you spend time with? Who do you choose to spend time with? Jennifer, you spend more time with your family than pretty much anybody else that's associated with this program, I'm guessing, because you work with them, right?
Right.
Would you say your family were your... Were your friends?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, other than your cousin.
Stop
at the moment.
No comment.
Right, okay. Kenny, you work as a fellow who works from home, like I do. You have your circle there, mostly your wife. I don't know much about your friends, though, other people that you hang around with. How would you best describe the people that you hang around with?
Most of the people I hang around with live in this house.
They do.
My wife and my daughter Panda.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really.
Do you like them? If they were listening, do you like them?
Yeah, even if they're not listening, I do like them.
All right, Richie, you actually have an interesting. Your sphere is probably broader than most.
Very diverse group of friends.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, and there's an interesting mix to the people that are in your life. The reason I ask you all this is because I want you to think about it. We tend to become very isolated and insular sometimes in our lives and don't think about how broad your reach is. But you really do probably reach more people than you realize. So, and that's a good reason for you to always be thinking about the consequences of your actions or what you say. Thoughts are one thing, and they are things, but actions, what's the old business? Actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think who you hang around with is very important. It says a lot about you. I'm proud of
you. You choose your friends.
That I hang around with. Yeah, I think it's...
So it does say a lot about you. I love silly people. That's the common thread of all my friends, is that they're
silly.
Smart, but silly people.
Smart and silly wins the day.
Nobody takes themselves too seriously.
Right,
yeah, that's
you
important.
Can't.
You get rid of the cancers.
Yep. Yeah, get rid of the bad people that you want to have around, working with you or otherwise.
Off with you.
Okay, so a big study of sleep released this weekend. I don't know that there's too much in here that you don't know, but I think putting it into perspective, the average person sleeps 25 years in his or her life.
No,
think about
I'm
it that way.
I don't mind.
Awesome.
20, I am this past week, I'll tell you that. Oof. 25 years of your life. Well, maybe with us it's 20. I think Jennifer doesn't get a lot of sleep.
No.
Kenny doesn't. I don't. And it's the old thing, don't do as I do as I say. And no matter what, all the doctors that are associated with this program, whether it's Ron Hoffman, Jack Stockweller, Ken Kronos, will tell you, 7 hours to 8 hours, real optimum.
The sweet spot.
This morning as I was getting ready, I made a self-goal. To try to get 7 hours of sleep.
Good for you, Richie.
Every single night, starting tonight. And last night I was. Last night. I got six.
Did you?
So that's a good night for me.
Yeah, that is a good night for me, too, as well. But the thing to keep in mind, the results of the study are very conclusive. They suggest that we can survive longer without food than we can without sleep. Did you know that?
Wow.
Your body will not destroy itself as quickly if you don't put food in it as it will destroy itself if you don't get enough sleep.
I believe that. Think about how you feel when you just miss a couple of hours let's just say for a week, you miss a couple of hours a night, and all of a sudden, by the end of the week, you feel terrible.
Awful.
I mean, it really catches up
with I've always said, I was saying this to Meredith yesterday, because I went without sleep on Saturday night. I drove back from upstate New York. After I'd been out there doing farm stuff all day, and it was a horrible, horrible storm. And I was driving a truck, and I had a load of stuff on the trailer behind me, and I didn't really feel like going more than 50, 55 miles an hour. And so as you're going, the rain was coming down in sheets. It was just pouring. Mm-hmm. And about midnight, 12:30, I started to get really sleepy. So I pulled off the road and got in the back of the truck and went to sleep for a couple of hours and woke up. I was on the western edge of Massachusetts. And I drove the rest of the way home after having slept for about an hour and a half hour and three quarters. And I actually felt pretty good.
Did you have Charlotte with you?
Charlotte was with me.
I don't know how you sleep in your car. I would have a really hard time with that.
On the side of the road with a bulldog.
Yeah. Well, she was very awake. She normally sleeps a lot, but the rain bothered her because she could tell that in my psyche it was bothering me driving and that stuff. And really, it is dangerous. And, you know, there was really nobody on the road but a bunch of truckers. This is 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And so I got back to the house about 4:30, and boy, was I happy to get out of the truck and go in the house, take a shower, and go to the airport and get on a plane and come down here. But it just, you know, you need to count your blessings when it comes to sleep, and sleep is a blessing that you do need to take. I was thinking back on the perspective of a baby. First couple of years of a baby's life.
That's all they do.
The baby sleeps, but the parents don't. Right. I have a friend, the kid that works for me, as a matter of fact, Tommy Hansen's son, Matt, who has a one-year-old baby, has not ever slept. As near as they can
ever?
Tell. Can't. The baby won't go to sleep. And apparently the pediatric way of looking at it is that you have to bring, so they put her in the truck and drive her around and she falls asleep. Or he falls, I think it's a boy, falls asleep. But they can't sleep. So you look at their eyes and you look at how they're like zombies.
That first 3 to 6 months, man. Oh, that's torture.
Yeah, right. So the new parents of a baby, according to the study, miss an average of 6 months of sleep as the baby in the first 2 years gets ready to become a full-fledged member of society.
And think about how people do it with multiples.
That's, I was just going to say, my friends who had twins, after 3 months of it, I asked him, you know, I was like, how's it going? He's like, I wouldn't wish this on my worst day.
Giraffes sleep only 1.9 hours a day. Let's see here. They sleep in 10-minute sessions. Koalas are the longest-sleeping mammals. They sleep 22 hours a day.
Wow.
The older your dog gets, the more it'll sleep. Charlotte sleeps about 16, 15, 16
hours. You got to check my pug puppies out, man.
How are they?
It's in cycles. They bursts of energy for 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they're out for 30 minutes.
Really?
And then all over again, boom, they're everywhere. They're playing. They're having a good time. Mm-hmm. And then it's nap time again. It's hysterical.
Only a half of a dolphin's brain goes to sleep at a time. Dolphins are capable of what is known as unhemispheric sleep, in which one hemisphere of the brain goes to sleep, deep sleep, the other remains awake.
Boy,
this allows them to sleep underwater.
So, that's how I feel.
Really? But they don't drown. See, they can sleep underwater, but they don't drown.
Yeah. Interesting.
Let's see here. In Greek mythology, Hypnos was the god of sleep, and the Hypnos was the most popular, because sleep was hard to get in the Greek era as well. Heart disease, diabetes, and obesity all have been linked to not having enough sleep. So that's not enough of a, I don't know what else I can tell you, other than to avoid heart disease and diabetes and that sort of thing, get your rest. And that's something that would motivate me now that I see this in print. There are 84 sleep disorders. The most common is sleep apnea. At night, we move back and forth between quiet sleep and deep active sleep.
You know that tomorrow's April Fool's Day. Did I ever tell you about the best joke I ever pulled on somebody? I knew they had sleep apnea.
No.
It was a woman that we worked with, and this was back when I was in my 20s in the car business, and she had sleep apnea. So she used to go out to her car every now and then just to catch a quick power nap.
It's so embarrassing.
Really?
And she was cool. I mean, we got along with her real well. But she was, I don't know, 60 years old or something like that.
Yeah.
So she goes out to her car to catch a nap. She's totally out in her car. So we had some car covers in the closet, and we put three of them on her car. So it was totally dark when she woke up. she totally thought she passed out for like 12 hours.
But you're nasty.
That is so mean.
It's nasty. It is nasty.
About 20 minutes goes by, and we see this arm come up out of the... And she got out. She was cracking up.
Uh-huh. All right. So the forum for conversation about what's going on today is the Doug Steffen program. Let me help you stop your hair loss. How many people are losing their hair? Provia, the all-natural hair thinning therapy, will help you with all of your problems. Look at the hair when you brush your hair, right? You get in the shower, it goes down the drain. How many different ways if you scratch your head and the hair comes out in your hands? Ooh, not a good thing. If you've lost your hair and you'd like to get it back, 9 out of 10 of you listening to us right now, and you call 800-323-8319, will be satisfied using Probia because it opens up the pores, cleanses them so that the hair follicles under your scalp can start growing back again, and they will. Stopping your hair loss is the priority for Probia. So 9 out of 10 people, this will work for you. The other person will try it and it doesn't work. Get your money back. That's how it is. Probia Super Concentrate, 800-525-8319. Bottom line is that it works so well, you'll see in a couple of months the little peach fuzz coming in, and then it grows and your hairs get thicker and longer, and you feel like a kid again. That's great for your ego as well. 800-525-8319. Maybe you better put, it's good for your self-esteem, right? Stop the hair loss. Use Provia. Call 800-525-8319. Why don't you do it now while you're thinking about it?
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
In 1952, Martha's parents drove her home in their brand spanking new coupe they just insured with a spiffy outfit called Geico.
In 1967, Chad got a far-out policy from Geico and saved himself some bodacious bread.
In 1994, Natalie got the 411 from her homegirls on a fat with a PH insurance policy from Geico.
Word to your mother.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. What happens to digital assets when you die or can't get online for an extended period of time? Coming up in the next half hour of Good Day, I'm Doug Steffen.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies?
by having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Third, back home again.
I think I'm on a date.
Yeah, take me out to the man. Second base.
Well, I beat the drum and hold the phone. The sun came out today.
Ah.
We're born again. There's new grass on the field. Round the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man. Anyone can the way I feel. Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play. Stay. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play. Stay. Look at me. I can be.
John Fogerty sounds a lot like CCR because he was the lead man there. Centerfield, good baseball song. Dr. John, now, in the montage of baseball music.
New Orleans here.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and pack me back.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Mike Cracker Jack. Never come back. Sam and Dave, knock it out of the park now, musically.
The ball, knock it out of the park. Call the singer, we'll put you in the garden. When you swing, 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 ball gets lost. Hit you in a double play. Just don't make no sense. Love like a baseball game. You don't win by getting on the bench. You got to make it go. You might put another man out, but you got to go to bat. Don't you try to swing for the singer. She won't go for that.
Right. Natalie Cole, did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball?
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? It went zooming across the left field wall. Yeah, yeah, Jack hit that ball.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
No. And from the same era, maybe a little before, Mabel Scott has the baseball boogie, baseball songs to set us in the mood.
Will you hold the ball when you step to the plate? Will you swing and fall if you play? You gotta know how it's done. Can you catch? Can you hold a hard one? I mean, baby, do you know the game? Game. I'm a big league pitcher. Can you catch the hurdle? Can you hit the ball I throw you?
cool, isn't it, huh? Terry Cashman, Willie Mickey, and the Duke. Talking baseball.
Talking baseball. Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball.
That's all of the songs are from an era that's gone by.
They can't all be winners.
Yeah. All right, Richie, do the Intruders. Love is like a baseball game.
Especially when love is just like a baseball game. Three strikes, you're up.
That's the best thing. Field of Dreams. So we're dreaming about a great baseball season. Back to the warmth and wonder of summer, boys. The summertime fun of baseball.
It's been almost 50 years since the government launched Medicare.
And it has been a popular program ever since.
But
everybody is baffled by Medicare. And we're talking about 8,000 to 10,000 people who are coming into the program every day.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
There are three reasons why.
Medicare expert Patricia Berry.
One is that Medicare rules affect different people differently in different circumstances. That's one thing. The second thing is that there are so many choices in Medicare, and you have to just choose among plans that are not necessarily apples to apples. Over the last few years, I've been answering questions that are emailed to me about Medicare from people all over the country.
In a column called Ask Ms. Medicare, Patricia Berry's new book is Medicare for Dummies. It explains this complicated subject in an easy-to-understand way. In other words, a smart read. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Dale.
Michelle, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
Chain yanked here, thanks to Mr. McFadden.
I would never
Rich
do
McFadden,
any such thing.
Oh, no, of course he would not. Rich is at the control board, our main studio, and I was going to say in Thanksgiving. I don't know why.
In Thanksgiving,
of,
really?
I was thinking of Thursday when I'm going to be in the studio with you. But
are you bringing turkey or what?
I don't know. I don't have to.
Here
he is.
Rich
will already be there, yeah. Okay. Ken Kessler, handling social media. Here. Can I give you an update on the things that people are saying? Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. Jennifer Horn keeping her passion high in the cheeky department with the latest entertainment.
Can you see them? Are they hanging out?
Cheekies. Richie is here making trouble as usual. And we're not even at April Fool's Day. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day. And there either have been rumors of all kinds of ideas that people have, and then there are the warnings now. Because the FCC has gotten tough on hoaxes. You could never get away, and I don't even know how you get away with playing this with an acknowledgement that the War of the Worlds was just a radio show that aired in 1939. You couldn't do that today and keep your radio station license. If you,
oh, yeah.
Like, they went on
oh,
the
you,
air.
You
Orson Welles went on the air, and there were even the before and after announcements, but it was so well done. That it caused people to panic.
I just saw one that I'm absolutely going to do tomorrow.
Really?
Duct tape an air horn can to
so
the
glad
doorstop.
I don't live near you.
To the doorstop of somebody's door.
There you go.
And I get here before everybody in the office.
Uh-huh.
I might do 3 or 4 of these things.
Really?
That's terrible. You're going to scare everybody to death.
Nice going. And those those things are loud, too.
Yeah.
Scare the hell out of them.
And that's not funny, Al.
Okay. Couple of Al with Al. Al Peterson is one of the people who works the production staff of the network.
Yeah, he doesn't have his own
straight,
office, so I can't
he
do
He has no sense of humor whatsoever.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh,
yeah,
he's got a very dry
Al,
sense of humor.
He's got a crazy sense of humor. Yeah. He does, like, parody songs and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I'm talking about in person. He may be able to think so. But
I will certainly hit the president of the network.
Oh, good. Yeah, that'd be good. I think that would work well. He'll lose whatever hair he has. All right, so now it's time for us to get to the story of that 14-year-old boy. His name is Suvir Merchandanti. Am I pronouncing it right, Kenny, do you think?
Close enough.
It's close
sure.
enough. Anyway. Okay, so he has discovered that the United States of America could save $100 million a year by changing the font. And when we talk about fonts, explain to everybody, when you're looking at something that comes on the computer, there are all kinds of things that you can use, and not just on a computer. I guess you could use, we used to have fonts on typewriters, I guess, but not with the variety that you find them on most computers. There are dozens and dozens of different fonts, right?
More than that, there are hundreds of different fonts. Yeah.
All right. So what is this, Kenny, this 14-year-old kid is suggesting that we use a particular font. Why? What's the difference? Why would it cost more to make a bill with different size fonts? Or even if not a bill, but even just typing and using a paper? Is that what he's focused on? What's he got in his mind?
It's the ink. The main font that is used in most government documents is a standard font, and
it's Times New Roman,
mm-hmm.
which is what pretty much everybody uses.
Everybody uses that.
Right. It's the standard. And he says that if you use this other font, it looks almost exactly the same, but uses a lot less ink. And ink is very expensive. And you think about how many things that the government prints up.
Yeah, right, all the documents everywhere. State, local,
all that, federal government. All that heavy ink costs.
And the birdcages don't care what kind of ink you use. Yeah. You line them with it. Yeah.
He says that that he figured out that by using the Garamond font, which has thinner strokes, his high school district could reduce its ink consumption by 24% and save as much as $21,000
a
year.
Let's do this. Let's challenge ourselves to this. Let's change our thoughts.
But I always want to know why. Why did he start doing this?
It was a high school science project.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Smart. Good for
14
him.
Years old. Here's the kicker here. If you decrease the size of your font, you can fit more words on a page.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, using less paper as well.
Yeah.
So not only is there the ink savings, but there's also the paper savings.
When you
expand that to the size of government and the amount of documents that they print every single day, think about the savings there.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. Sure is a lot. All right. So Richie's got a couple of things. Well, I have one thing I want to share with you. But first, before we get to the shared story, I want to know about Denise Howell. Who is Naomi Kahn, who's a George Washington professor. The focus on digital assets, your digital you, your private email, and things that you want kept private. What happens if you die or you get sick and you don't have, you're offline for whatever reason for a long period of time? Who owns that stuff? Who can get at that stuff? Who ought to be able to get at that? So this is something that I don't think a lot of people think about, but yet it is at the end of one's life. Can you leave a will, for example, on your computer, and would that be considered legit? How do you know somebody else didn't go in there?
The whole point here is think of everything that you have that is digital, that you own that is digital.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be of value, like your music collection, or whether it be personal information like your Facebook page, or be it financial information like your bank account.
Yeah.
So what do you do with that, and do you think about that?
I thought about the Facebook thing, not to interrupt you, Rich, but I thought about the Facebook thing just recently because I had a friend who passed away, and the wife started posting on there. So it was like the guy was still alive and posting because his wife was posting as him. And I thought that's kind of bizarre. I mean, what's the right thing to do when that kind of thing happens?
So, but she had his login information.
Correct, yeah. No, okay? I'm sure, yeah.
So, and that's the thing. You think about this. Like, I use a password saver, and all of my passwords are saved in this thing for all of my websites.
What happens if you forget the password for the password saver?
Problem.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
I mean, think about it. Yeah,
so, but my wife can log into any of my accounts, whether it's my Twitter account, my bank account, whatever it is, so that my Facebook page doesn't live on and just kind of just wither away out into the ethos, you know, there. Mm-hmm. Or she can take it and do what she wants with it. She can have access to my bank accounts that we're not, you know, already partners on. She can get into any kind of work documents that I have that they may need access to. So, and then I have somebody posting on our Facebook page some links to more information. But my dad, when he passed away, he had a thumb drive with all of his accounts and all of his login information. And that's what I used to take care of all of the business that I had. And then, you know, Flickr. I keep all of my pictures on Flickr. And what would happen if my wife didn't have all of that information?
Yeah, someone would want that.
To log into it. So what this is about is just really thinking about your digital assets and your digital life, and preparing those as you would anything else, your car, your house, and your money.
Good. That sounds relatively
thumb drive is
safe
a really
or thought
smart
through
thing.
Anyway.
Thumb drive, but everything's on the cloud right now. Google actually has a feature on their, so like if you use Gmail or Google Plus, they actually have a feature on their thing that says, what to do if my account has been inactive for blank amount of months. So you set it for 6 months, and if your account has been inactive for 6 months, they will send an email to whoever you designate, and it will give that person the option to manage your account.
Can you imagine what a mess things would be if there weren't? I think that's why we're having this conversation, because many of you have not given this any thought at all. So
exactly.
As well as you need to be prepared in other areas of your life for what might be your demise is going to happen sooner or later, but something unexpected, then you protect yourself. How would you leave? How could you imagine leaving loved ones up in the air about stuff they have
to
figure out? Although most people don't prepare.
I don't know what I would have done if I had to go hunting and pecking. You
for
know what it's like
stuff?
For my father's stuff? Do you know what it's like to have to go to a bank, give them the death certificate, fill out all the information, wait for them to reply to you, then follow? I mean, it would take you months to gain access to bank accounts.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right, let me, in a moment, work with Richie on a story that may be good. If you are into the Christian season of Lent and you're giving up things for Lent, we have a story of a man who decided to give up something and replace it with something. That'd be right up Rich's alley. Plus, I get, because of that story, to rant on something the FDA is doing that you'll need to know about as well. So, two things relative to beer coming right up here on Good Day.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway, with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay. 13 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Oh.
A man in Canada decided to do something different this year for Lent. So he gave up food and replaced it with
Richie
beer.
You got it.
Good man.
Hey, it's nutritional. Sure. It's nutrition filled,
oh.
Right?
You could live on beer alone.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah. You have?
Sure.
Yeah. How long a period of time? It's like sleep. You can't go without beer?
Oh.
A weekend, right?
Yeah, a weekend.
Really?
Friday, Saturday.
All beer.
Sure.
Any different kinds or the same kind of beer all weekend long?
Well, if you're going to do that, you have to drink the light and silly stuff.
Yeah.
So, really? Because I would think you want to drink the hearty stuff for the nutritional value.
Yeah, I know, but that's the short-term stuff. You can only eat the craft beers. You won't last long if you're drinking those for a weekend thing. Like when you go to a football game, can't do the craft beers. If you're tailgating and all that stuff, you've got to go with lighter.
All right, in a related story, the FDA, I'm going to tell you about a new regulation being proposed by the Food and Drug Administration that impacts brewers of beer all around the country. I'm probably not the first person to have talked about this, but I may be the first in this sort of a venue to talk about it. The farm blogs are abuzz. Most dairy farmers and cattle folks are using brewery grain either to as a substitute for a grain they pay $290 a ton for and can't afford to do it anymore. And because the resurgence of interest in these local breweries, there are a lot. I use my own hometown as an example. We have a fellow that started, he and his brother started a brewery about 4 years ago. And they have gone crazy wild.
Yeah, craft, absolutely.
Just doing wonderful, wonderful business. And so as a result, he creates a lot of grain and hops residue. This stuff is not bad. As a matter of fact, it's good for the cows because it doesn't have a lot of the stuff that makes them fat. It just has nutrition left in it. So I pick up every day four big 250-gallon vats of the grain that's left from the brewery from the day before, and I feed it to the cows. And we feed it to the heifers, we feed it to the cows that are in the pregnant pasture, and it saves us. Well, I don't feed regular grain because it has all kinds of GMO crap in it, and I know that this doesn't because I know where it comes from. I know what this guy's all about. He's doing organic, natural beers. So the FDA says that it may not be safe for us to be using this beer because we can't follow a trail of where it comes from. Now, this guy can because he buys the grain in bags, just like we do, and he brews it, and he gives it. But the FDA wants to take it out.
The rule is meant to ensure, quote, ensure the safety of animal food for animals consuming the food.
Right.
And ensuring the safety
so instead,
of animal
much
food.
Much healthier to have corn.
GMO corn they want us to have. Go ahead, Reese.
So, listen to how many times they say, ensure the safety of animal food for animals consuming the food and ensuring the safety of animal food for humans handling the food, particularly pet food.
What a bunch of crap. This is such
so stupid.
What a load. It is the height of stupidity that we keep facing every day. Let's screw the farmers around a little bit more. Let's screw with you. Because you know what happens? If these guys have to pay to get rid of the grain, you know how much that's going to increase the cost of a bottle or a can of beer? 25% you'll be paying. If the government gets away with this, you'll pay 25% more for a bottle or a can of beer than you do now. Because they want to you heard Richie Reed, their stupid thinking of who they're going to... It's a laugh. It's a joke. The government's a joke. But you pay. So Kenny's going to post at Facebook.com a way for you to comment today, because today's the last day for commenting on whether or not you think this is a good idea. Check it out. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
This is Wild Thing by X from the movie Major League. As you know, today is the first day of the baseball season, and we're celebrating in a number of ways here on the program. In this portion, because it's movie moments time, Chuck Curry is going to give us the results of box office activity over the weekend. But first, some fun from this movie, Major League. That was Bob Uecker.
That's all we got. One hit.
You can't say on the air.
Don't worry. Nobody's listening anyway.
He was so perfect.
So funny. That was a great movie. And the president from 24 was in there, David Palmer.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the Indians won a pennant.
All right. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here.
I got a question and a statement.
Yes, okay, Chuck. I hope
you my statement. If today's the first day of the baseball season, I guess the Dodger loss didn't count, so Jennifer will be happy on that one.
Oh, my gosh, Ken. Oh, my gosh, Chuck. Do you know that they're in first place, though? They come on. They won two games ahead of time in Australia.
And if I had
they're not, guys, because they had a loss.
Your favorite baseball-related movie, mine would be a tie, between the 1984 movie The Natural with Robert Redford and Kevin Costner's Field of Dreams.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. Gosh. Yep.
Chuck and Ken both busting on me today for the Dodgers. Give me a break.
The Dodgers are going to become the champions of spending.
It's going to be their year.
Yeah,
I say
buy
that every
way,
year, but I'm
destined
to be
buy the trophy. That's the way to do it.
All right, so, Chucker, weekend, a couple of interesting movies, Noah and the controversy around it. Don't go see it because it's blasphemy. One of the great, well, I was about to say something that I'm going to not say. Let me just go back a little bit to all the pre-promotion for the movie and then what it did at the box office. I will tell you, however, as an anecdotal reference to what's at the box office, I went to see Grand
Budapest.
Budapest. Why am I wanting to be Bavarian? Grand Budapest.
The what?
Budapest.
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 Yeah, Budapest.
Budapest. Grand Budapest Hotel. I found it to be kind of an interesting movie in a number of different ways. It's clever and creative and not your usual bill of fare, rah-rah, shish kabow, or shoot 'em up, that kind of thing.
Well, it's directed by Wes Anderson, who is a very quirky, weird style.
Well, it had a lot of great cameos from very interesting people who were in it. But Ralph, who doesn't know how to pronounce his name, Ray Fiennes, or however, Fiennes.
Great.
Yeah. He was quite good in it.
He's very good actor.
And it just the way it was put together, I read something in Entertainment Weekly about how they did it. They went to an old mall in an Eastern European country, and they rebuilt it as a hotel. And it's wonderfully, the whole business of the story. F. Murray Abraham was one of the good character actors that's in it. I just thought it was a good movie, frankly. But I did not see Noah. Did you?
I did, and I thought at its core, it was definitely faithful to the spirit of the Bible story. Having said that, it takes one real big liberty that I think a lot of people were taking back, a little, including myself, that some people will not get over. The director uses Darren Aronofsky, CGI fallen angel characters that become rock monsters, and these rock monsters, which are not shown in any of the advertising in the trailer, help Noah build the ark. So it feels like you're mixing a Bible story that people wanted to see realistically done with CGI Lord of the Rings type effects, and that is a very weird mix that some people will have a big problem with. And I did to a point, but I got over it. Overall, I give the film a 7 out of 10. The effects were good. It was 2 hours and 15 minutes. Never bored me for a second. I was totally into the movie the whole way. Ray Winstone, who's a terrific actor, plays the villain in the movie.
Bad guy. He's a bad guy. He's all over the place. British movies, he's all over the place. You'll recognize him as soon as you see him.
The third act, which Noah goes bonkers, is pretty disturbing on a human element. Overall, I thought the movie was worth seeing.
And, so it was number one at the box office? What else
it
did
it have? It did $44 million in business, which is good. I think overall, worldwide, the studio's going to get its money back. I don't think it's going to be a monster moneymaker. But it got a C cinema score, which means it polarized people.
Number two.
People really like it.
Come on, we got a few seconds. What else do we get for Rock?
Divergent came in second, $26 million. Muppets Most Wanted third, $11.3 million. Mr. Peabody and Sherman fourth, $9.5 million. And God Is Not Dead did very well, $9 million. That could have been a, I don't want to see Noah, I'll see this movie reaction.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There are three God movies around now. All right, Chucker. Good job. And we do want to see. Now that I heard your review, I don't think I want to see Noah, frankly. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.